Well, would you agree or not agree with the following statement? The term sustainable and sustainability are outdated. They indicate the ability to sustain. Unfortunately, we missed that train. In the last 50 years, we've done a lot of harm to our planet. A movement sponsored by some major players, such as General Mills and Grain Millers, agrees with that statement and is in the midst of a program referred to as regenerative agriculture. On Wednesday, we stood in the field southwest of Foam Lake with this man, a consultant advisor to the process. It's Blaine Dirtis, and you are with?
I work with a company called Understanding Agriculture, and they're based in the United States. And we provide services to growers that wish to become more regenerative in their approach to agriculture. We sell nothing but knowledge. We don't sell any inputs or anything like that. We try and help farmers understand how soil functions, how all of the living things in the soil work, and how they can make things, put things together better that reduce their expenses and increase their profit.
Again, on the land, recorded the interview in a field southwest of Foam Lake.
There's three types of agriculture. There's the degenerative model, where your soil health is going down. There's a sustainable model, where your soil health stays the same. And then there's a regenerative model, where you're actually building your soil health. And so that's what we're all about, is we want to be building life back into the soils. Most conventional farming is not very conducive to building life. Use a little bit different approach. We're not against any chemicals or fertilizer or anything like that. We just try and make things work better by using more of the natural processes in the soil.
And earlier in the day, we spoke as well to Victor Lepke, just east of Foam Lake, with the Foam Lake Marketing Club, which raised $14,000 for the Canadian Food Grains Bank with a canola grow project last year. This year, a little different plan.
Yeah, this year we decided to raise money for the Foam Lake Digital X-ray Machine. So we're growing a 20-acre plot of wheat and getting all kinds of sponsorship for that to make as much as we can for our local X-ray machine. It was planted on May 12th, I believe, and just got sprayed the other day. It's looking pretty good, actually.
Mm-hmm. Did you get some rain through here on the weekend?
We did. Our farm received about 8/10, so that was very welcome.
And as with many similar grow projects, local sponsors help boost the profitability, and in the case of that food grains bank, the money is tripled by a federal program. Only on the Rock, I'm Jack Dawes.